Hi everyone, thank you for coming. It's great to be in a room full of metals fans, and I'm going to introduce my favorite, manganese. So I'm going to talk about arsenic and mechanisms involved when you have manganese and metal reducing bacteria. So we take an aggregate, like in soils. We have the darker parts represent manganese oxides, which can oxidize arsenic from arsenic 3 to 5. And then in the interior of these aggregates, we can have reducing zones where you get microbial reduction by, say, Shewanella or Geobacter that can reduce arsenic 5 to arsenic 3. But then at an interface, okay, I'll do this. But then after it gets reduced by the bacteria from 5 to 3, it can be reoxidized back to arsenic 5 by the manganese oxides again. So what I'm going to talk about is this line, this interface between the reducing zone and the oxidizing zone. And I'm going to talk about the chemical interactions for the arsenic cycling. So to do that, I created this interface by making this reactor out of PVC pipe. And this middle part has a semi-permeable membrane that's made out of it's a polycarbonate filter. And on one side, I put bernasite to be the synthetic manganese oxide that oxidizes the arsenic. And then on the other side, I put Shewanella ana 3, which is a model organism that can reduce arsenic. And so for the rest of the slides, when I show the data graphs, on the left side, we're going to see the chemistry in the Shewanella, the reducing chamber. And then on the right side, we're going to see the graphs for the bernasite chamber, which is the oxidizing chamber. So what we can see here is what's happening in the aqueous phase. The small dots are arsenic total. And then the open squares are arsenic 3, and the black squares are arsenic 5. So that's going to be the trend for the rest of the slides. So what we can see in the Shewanella chamber is pretty much all of the arsenic is totally reduced. When we put so arsenic 3 was put into the chambers, they remain arsenic 3 the whole time. Whereas on the right, the bernasite chamber, you can see you get this this really rapid increase of arsenic 5 because the bernasite rapidly oxidizes arsenic 3 to 5, and then it decreases as arsenic 3 increases. And we're going to see why this happens. So if we think about the overall reactions that are taking place, the left side is dominated by arsenic reduction, where we have arsenic 5, and then we added lactate as our carbon or electron donor. And then that gets reduced to arsenic 3 and CO3-, and then acetate. But then on the bernasite side, you have your manganese oxides, which is pretty much manganese 3-4, and that gets reduced to manganese 2. So then if we track the other phases in solution, we have CO3-, and acetate on the ana 3, the Shewanella chamber. And then on the right side, sure enough, we get manganese 2 in solution. So if we looked at the solid phase in the bernasite chamber, we also get sorption of the arsenic onto the solid phase. And we can also model that. And it shoots up because you get really rapid adsorption onto the solid phase, and then it levels off over time. If we do XRD on the solid phase of the bernasite, we see that we get bernasite, if we incubated bernasite with arsenic 3 just abiotically in batch, we get a phase that looks a lot like the original bernasite, which is shown on the bottom. But when we take the solid phase that's at the end of this experiment with Shewanella on the other side, we get rhodochrosite formation, which is MnCO3. So when we look at, and when we take all these reactions together, we can calculate the saturation index of rhodochrosite, and we see that it's positive after only a few minutes. So we get it's favorable for rhodochrosite formation. So to summarize some of the reactions that might be going on, we go back to our little schematic for the reducing zone and the oxidizing zone. And what we get is, on the reducing zone, it's really all redox, of course. So you get the arsenic reduction by your bacteria, which forms carbonate. And then on the right side, you get manganese 2 from the arsenic oxidation by bernicite. And with these two together, they can form the rhodochrosite, which we see is poisoning the surface of the manganese oxides. And that's why we saw the decrease in arsenic 5 in solution. And that's what this part of the schematic represents, where we have the increase of arsenic 3 at the end of the reactor experiment, and then a decrease in arsenic 5 because your bernicite is no longer oxidizing the arsenic 3. So when we throw all of these reactions that I just talked about in that schematic together into reactive transport modeling, we can do some predictive modeling to see what happens when we take the rhodochrosite formation away, and also what happens when we change electron donor, the lactate concentration, which contributes to the bicarbonate formation. So first, let's take rhodochrosite formation away and see what happens. So originally, remember, we have all arsenic 3 on the Schuonella side because you get the rapid reduction. And then you have arsenic 5 that increases. And then this decrease that you see in these black squares is caused by the rhodochrosite formation. So when we take rhodochrosite away, we get what is kind of intuitive. You get the arsenic 5, which are the black squares, it just stays and then reaches a steady state because your bernicite is not poisoned on the surface, and so it can just keep reducing the arsenic 3 that is being reduced by the Schuonella in the opposite chamber. So then now if we look at electron donor and what the metabolic product is, which we're interested in the bicarbonate, CO3-2-, is that when we have the original, which had 3 millimolar lactate, we again have all arsenic 3 on the Schuonella chamber and then the decrease in arsenic 5. And I'm going to click it down, and you're going to watch that the lactate concentration decreases from 1 to 0.03 millimolar. So as we lower lactate concentration, we will expect rhodochrosite formation to decrease because you're getting less electron donor. So watch this black line, which is arsenic 5, and we see that it slowly increases while this black line also increases. And remember that the black line is arsenic 5. So what's happening is we're running out of electron donor very quickly by the time we decrease the concentration of lactate to 0.03. So your Schuonella are no longer reducing your arsenic 5. And so that's why you're getting this eventually reaching equilibrium between, or steady state between the two chambers. And you get all arsenic 5. There's no longer a reduction going on. And then if we look at the saturation index for these different lactate concentrations, the original concentration of 3 millimolar contributes enough manganese 2 and CO3-2- that you get favorable rhodochrosite formation. And then we see that all of them will have some sort of surface passivation until we drop it down to 0.03 millimolar lactate. Then we don't get any rhodochrosite formation, which we saw here, and you get all arsenic 5 in both chambers. And with that, we can go back to the schematic, and we see that the contribution from the microbial reduction is this reaction where lactate is being oxidized to acetate and CO3-2-, while arsenic 5 is being reduced. But then while arsenic 5 is reduced and re-reoxidized, by bernicite, we get manganese 2 production, and those two can combine and form this pink rhodochrosite crust on your bernicite, stopping the oxidation of arsenic. And with that, thank you for your attention, and I'll take any questions.